On Wednesday, President Donald Trump issued an executive order stripping federal funds from sanctuary cities, places that don't honor federal immigration requests. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey called it a first step, but has plans to take the issue even further. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff looks at what that might mean for Pennsylvania.
Walk around the offices of the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley, and you'll find a plan to do good hidden behind every door. There's a food bank, a land bank, a work skills class, and programs to assist with affordable housing. Executive Director Alan Jennings pokes his head into an empty classroom crowded with chairs.
This is a community room where we hold, in this case, homeownership seminars. You can see we have some 75 plus people who will be here tomorrow learning how to become first-time home buyers.
The Community Action Committee counts on local, state, and federal funds for these programs in Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton. The first-time homebuyer class, among other programs, is funded through a federal program called the Community Development Block Grant. These grants are the largest source of community development funding in the country. Counties and cities have a lot of autonomy in how to distribute them, to government projects like infrastructure or historical preservation, or to nonprofit groups. Jennings says they're pretty great, if you can get them.
We'd love to be able to rely on them. The demand for services, the need to intervene in the marketplace is easily worse than it's ever been, but the funding has been so restricted over the years.
While community development block grants don't tend to make up a large portion of city or county spending, they can be a big deal to service agencies. Affordable housing advocates, literacy organizations, and groups that serve seniors or people with disabilities are used to seeing these funds get chipped away, little by little. But now, there's a threat to these funds that has nothing to do with budget cuts. Here's Pennsylvania's Republican Senator Pat Toomey on the floor of the Senate in November.
My legislation would withhold community development block grants, which is very cherished by the city governments all across America, if they choose to endanger all of us by continuing to be sanctuary cities.
Philadelphia is an example of a true sanctuary city. Philadelphia police do not proactively communicate with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. If the agency asks the city to hold someone suspected of being in the country illegally, Philadelphia will ignore that request until there's an arrest warrant attached. But there are 32 counties in Pennsylvania that aren't trying to be sanctuaries, yet under Toomey's law, would be treated as such. Lehigh County is one of them. Former Director of Corrections Ed Sweeney says the county jumps through hoops to help ICE as much as it can.
We expend a great deal of government resources to assist them. We send them all of our fingerprints of our new commitments. We send them names and home addresses and place of birth information on all of our new commitments.
They'll even coordinate with ICE so agents can be waiting to pick people up as soon as they're released. The only thing Lehigh County won't do is detain someone without an accompanying judicial order or arrest warrant, which is enough to lose community development block grants under Toomey's bill. So some counties might just start honoring the ICE detainers. Toomey's law would also shield them from any legal liability associated with honoring those detainers, which is a big sticking point. But Sweeney says if the bill passes in its current form, some counties might consider going in the other direction.
And if at that point then we're being treated as a sanctuary municipality, then just perhaps we should act like a sanctuary municipality and stop cooperating to the extent that we would be with ICE.
These middle ground municipalities may be forced to pick a side soon. Even if Toomey's bill fails, like it did last year, President Donald Trump is moving on a similar plan. The Pennsylvania legislature is also considering a bill that would withhold some state funds from sanctuary cities. Most counties in Pennsylvania likely couldn't make up that gap. But even though groups like the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley might lose precious dollars, that doesn't mean Alan Jennings wants the county to start honoring ICE detainers.
I'd like to go down, at least in a little bit of local history I've had any impact in, as being one who did the right thing, even when it got me in trouble.
His group serves anyone in need in the Lehigh Valley, regardless of immigration status. Without community development block grants, though, they'll likely have to cut back on the services they provide to everyone. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.